Kim the Boss Man Show. New coach down at Georgia Southern, Statesboro, Georgia. Hail Southern. It's our man, Coach Clay Hilton. How you doing, Coach? Glad to have you in Georgia now, man.
Oh my gosh, is it great to be in this great state, be at Georgia Southern with this fan base and some great kids that I can't wait to get the opportunity to coach.
No doubt, Coach. And let me ask you, man, I know this job is a great job. The state of Georgia, so much talent here in Georgia. So tell me about what kind of went through your process of saying, hey, I want to come down to Southern here, get these fans riled up down here, big schools, all these students at Georgia Southern as well, man. So tell me about what made you say, hey, Statesboro, I'm coming, man.
Well, there were several things. One, it started with the leadership. You know, when you talk about Dr. Mara and Jared Benko and the vision they have, fit my own standards. It was not only do we want to be a team that consistently wins conference titles, but we want to be the platinum standard on a national scale of college football. And so when in seeing their vision and seeing how it was aligned, it really fit my standards. Then the next thing I looked at is this great fan base and this community, how much love and how much passion there is for this university. When you have guys like Adrian Peterson, Tracy Ham, Coach Whitley, right here helping support student athletes and the love that the alumni has for this place, it stood out to me. Then you talk about the Georgia recruiting base. Oh my gosh, it's the best in the country. I could draw a 250-mile circle and build a championship football team each and every year on this. And then, you know, for me, I really liked the proactiveness that Jared took in saying, you know what, we're not going to wait. We're Georgia Southern. We're going to go get our guy. We're going to go allow him to evaluate this team, be able to see what he needs in recruiting, jumpstart recruiting for December signing as well as February. So, you know, to be able to have all those attributes combined when offered the job, it's like I told Jared, I said, Jared, I'll start walking from California if you want me to. This is an unbelievable opportunity at a great place with great people.
And Coach, let's get some, man, another weather, Coach. You know, California is real sunny, 75 degrees. Sometimes it's cold out here in Georgia, man. You got some coats ready for yourself, man?
Well, I tell you what, it's like California weather out there right now. It is beautiful right now. Now, Saturday's ball game, they were trying to see if I was a tough person. That rain was blowing sideways. But to be here and to be surrounded by the support and the people that are here, it's special. So it's good weather here. We got a little bit more rain here than we do in California. But the people here make up for it tenfold.
Yes, indeed. And Coach, I talk about your school, man. I'm from Savannah, 2 hours from Macon, doubling right up the road. So it's a lot of accessibility for us players and good people around there who love Southern and support Southern. And I feel like, hey, man, the Sun Belt Conference is growing, as you know. Add all these new teams, man. So tell me about that, man. How the Sun Belt might be the best group of our conference going forward after all this realignment settles here.
Well, I tell you what, that's what really interests me, to be honest with you, in the job, because when you look at other conferences that are breaking apart, the Sun Belt is actually building. And I think it's for several reasons. One, the quality of teams and players that are in this league and the players that are coming from the Southeast that are really, I mean, just unbelievable talents. Then you look at the job that Commissioner Gill has done in adding quality teams. We're building. We're not getting broke up. We're building. And the quality of coaches, you know, that Billy's done a wonderful job up at Louisiana Lafayette. You got Bruce Jones in the league. You got people that are coming that are just really quality coaches. You know, so it's an ultra-competitive league that loves the challenge of going out and playing against Power Five teams and being successful. And that's what we are at Georgia Southern. That's our mindset, to create that platinum standard of championship level football and not be scared of taking anybody on, you know, and being able to go compete and win those big games. So I really credit the attitude that Commissioner Gill has had in powerful conference.
And Coach, what I speak all the time about Sun Belt Conference, this Coach, the talent is there. Like, it's so much talent in this league. Like, it's more exciting to me sometimes than SEC football is, because it's fun, it's competitive, and every week, no matter who you play, it's a tough game, home or away.
Yeah, no question. I tell you what happens, you know, A lot of teams will come in and recruit, major cities, but when you get in the rural areas, the blue collar, I've been just fascinated by how well in the state of Georgia these young men are coached. The quality of high school coaches, how they develop kids, and how they are college ready. I mean, the kids that come on campus, they're college ready right off the get-go. They can play as freshmen right off the get-go. So I've just been really impressed by the not only that I grew up in the Southeast. I knew the talent level of the Southeast when it comes to players. It's been a great reminder being here of not only the players, but the level of coaching at the high school level is elite.
Most definitely, coach. Let me ask you, man. Four is the schedule, man. Schedule is tough game. We schedule your brother. We have a Helton game. WKU and Georgia Southern. I would love to see that game, home and home, man. Is that going to happen?
I tell you what, I tell you what, my mom and dad might have a heart attack if it was brother against brother. We've gone against each other before. We've been on the same team before, but we've also gone against each other. And mom's stress level is as high as it could get. But it would make for a great story and an interesting day. Both of us are competitive as all get out. So
Yes.
it would be fun to compete against each other.
Most definitely, coach. Man, it'll be fun to see that, man. And let me ask you, tell me, when did you decide to be a head, want to be a coach? My father's a coach. He's 81 years old, and my father still gets calls from players to this day, man. I'm in my mid-30s. My dad's he's still coaching up guys in their 50s still. He's still coaching his guys we coached years ago. So for you, what point did you want to become a head coach and become getting the coaching in it make this be your life's passion going forward?
I was so lucky. My dad is my hero and my mentor, and he was a 52-year college and NFL coach. And so watching him as I was growing up become such a mentor to young men and such a piece of their lives. Even though my mom's probably still mad at me, I studied to become a mechanical engineer. And then in my senior year in college, I said, you know what? I have a passion to be a part of young men's life. And the college football was my niche. I love the 18 to 21-year-old window. I love taking a young man, and when he leaves you at 21, he's a grown man ready for the real world, whether that's in professional football or outside of the game for the rest of your life. Those relationships are special. And I've always believed, I mean, we're educators as coaches, not only of the game, but also of life. And to be a part of a young man's life and put that final stamp before he takes on the real world, that's a special time. And it's something that has always made me extremely happy to be a part of.
It's funny, like I say, my father is like, he tells me all the time, like, yes, you're my biological son, but I have a bunch of sons, son. He always tells me, it's like, I have more sons than you, son. So I had to accept my whole life that, hey, my dad is shared by thousands of young men in the Atlanta area.
Well, I tell you what, funny, I use that line all the time. Me and Miss Angela, my wife, we have three children by birth and 120 we get to adopt each and every year. And it's a blast to be able to be a part of young men's lives.
And coach, what I like about your situation here as Southern is this, coach, you can also use the portal to find young men who fits your system because you're going to pro style system now before they used to run, so you can find guys to kind of help you this next year going forward and evaluate who got guys you have now who make it fit going forward. So think about how you use that portal, leaving spots open for guys who want to come in and fix for you and recruit, like you said, high school young men and building your roster that way as well, coach.
I had this question just a little while ago, and the portal has become an advantage two ways, one for the player, one for the coach. The portal could garner a new environment for a player or a new opportunity with a larger role. But for a university, it also in coach head coaches, it allows us to deal with attrition because we're going to deal with attrition with young men leaving for the NFL early, possible injuries that take away possibly a college football career, and you have attrition with some guys possibly going in the portal. So if you have a young man that's at the position that may be not quite be ready to go out there, it does help you and does help fill a need and a buffer while a young man grows up. I remember being when I was in Los Angeles, I think one of the better general managers in the league is Les Snead. And I'll never forget when all of a sudden you look up and he had a good playoff team. He goes into that offseason, he brings Ndamukong Suh, He brings Marcus Peters, and he brings Tlaib on that team, and they go from a playoff team to a Super Bowl team. He used that free agent market, almost the portal, to build to fit some needs that converted them into a championship team. And so that's where college coaches now have the opportunity to fit some immediate needs to be able to produce the best product for the upcoming season.
That's one for you, Coach. This man, we come here to Atlanta, Coach. What's your favorite spot to eat here, man?
I need your help on that. I need your help.
Raised on the river, Copeland's. I got a lot of
places. Oh, my God. I'm a Copeland's fan now.
Papa Do's, American Deli. I got you, man.
I tell you what, you take me out, I'm buying.
Hey, Coach, I got you, man. Hey, Coach, thank you for coming on the show today, man. I'm glad you're in town, man. I love the Hilton family. I can't wait to talk to your brother again as well. WKU, he's doing a good day there this year as well, Coach. So, Coach, look forward to seeing you real soon here in Atlanta and down there in Senior States World, Coach. Real soon, buddy.
Great seeing you, too. Take care.
Thanks, Coach.